My anger against machismo started in those childhood years of seeing my mother and the housemaids as victims. They were subordinate and had no resources or voice. My mother, because she had challenged convention, and the maids, because they were poor. Of course, back then, I didn't understand any of this. I was only able to do so in my 50s after spending some time in therapy. However, even if I couldn't reason, my feelings of frustration were so powerful that they marked me forever. I became obsessed with justice and developed a visceral reaction to male chauvinism. This resentment was an aberration in my family, which considered itself intellectual and modern, but according to today's standards, was frankly Paleolithic. Panchita consulted several doctors trying to find out what was wrong with me. Maybe her daughter suffered from colic or a tapeworm. An obstinate and defiant character was accepted in my brothers as an essential condition of masculinity, but in me, it could only be pathological. Isn't it always thus? Girls are denied the right to be angry and to thrash about. We had some psychologists in Chile, maybe even child psychologists, but in a time dominated by taboos, they were the last resource for the incurably mad. In my family, our lunatics were endured in private. My mother begged me to be more discreet. "I don't know where you got those ideas. You will acquire a reputation of being butch," she told me once, without explaining what that word meant. She had good reason to worry about me. I was expelled from school, run by German Catholic nuns, at age 6, accused of insubordination. It was a prelude to my future. Maybe the real reason I was expelled was that Panchita was a single mother with 3 kids. That should not have shocked the nuns, because many children in Chile were born out of wedlock, but not usually in our social class. For decades, I considered my mother a victim, but I have learned that the definition of victim is someone who has no control or power over her or his circumstances. I don't think that was her case. It's true that in my early childhood, my mother seemed trapped, vulnerable, and sometimes desperate, but her situation changed later when she met my stepfather and started traveling. She could have fought for more independence and the life she wanted. She could have developed her great potential instead of submitting. But I know that's easy for me to say because I belong to the feminist generation. I had opportunities that she didn't have.